Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Doreen.
Oh, I'm excited tonight. We've got a. I now always say we have a great show because we do, and we were divinely inspired. And I think that's the topic we're going to talk about tonight. So, why don't you share with everyone what we're going to discuss?
Yeah, tonight's show is about divine guidance, and we were divinely inspired to do the show on divine guidance. So, you know, whenever you ask a question, you always receive an answer. And yet there are those times, right, where we decide on a certain choice, and then we kind of, and it leads just to more hardships, and we're like, okay, I thought I was supposed to do this, but it didn't turn out right. And so now we're kind of questioning, you know, how we can start to trust our intuition, trust our guidance system, right? So how do you tell the difference between true guidance from false guidance? And there are some very distinct differences between the two, and that is what we are talking about tonight, is the differences between true guidance and false guidance, and how to tap into that so that we can start to make our lives easier and in the flow.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because, you know, we get into difficult situations, and I really truly believe in that. When you have true guidance, it comes from a place of love, right, versus a place of fear. Which false guidance is to, that's what I know myself when I've been in situations. I'm like, just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. But when I'm in fear, it's hard for me to center myself, you know, to get the correct, you know, to get the correct guidance. And so I have to stop and just say, okay, show me, give me an answer. How do you do it? You know, to make sure that it's real for you. Cause you know, you and I've talked to angels and seen angels, just about all our lives. So what do you do?
Well, what I do is, you know, a lot of times, you know, we ask a question and we want the answer, and yet there's the answer that we are afraid of receiving, right? And so that's what creates the fear in our head. So we're asking this question, okay, should I do this? Should I change careers? Should I, you know, whatever it may be. And we've got all these thoughts in our head that are fearful thoughts, right? And
right.
We're trying to tune in to, you know, receive the truth of the message. And it's hard when we've got all this chaos going inside of our head. So what I do is I go, okay, got these fearful thoughts. What are these thoughts? Okay, it's so and so and so. You know, whatever. Maybe I'm not good enough, or that won't happen because of such and such. You know, I did this, so that won't happen. Whatever. And I kind of just like let it all out, and then I go, okay, that's fear. Those are my fearful thoughts. And then I set it aside, okay, and then I ask the question again. That way I kind of have a clean slate, and I go, what is the answer? And I just sit quietly, like in a meditative state, and the answer will come. And it feels very different. True guidance feels so different from false guidance. False guidance, and I think we were telling one of our clients the other day, false guidance is very ego-driven. It's very fear-based, like what you were saying. And so the feeling, how it feels like, will come across very staticky, very inconsistent, very low vibration. And it always is very, you know, it's coming from a fear-based place, so it's creating a lot of doubt, and it just doesn't feel right. Like, you can't quite, it doesn't feel smooth. True guidance, when it comes through, is always loving, always consistent, very strong, and it's loving. It speaks to you as in a second person, like you should write a book. You should make that left turn right there. You know, you should call your friend or whatever it may be. False guidance always comes across as I don't think I should do this. I don't think that's the right choice to do. I don't think I should make that left turn because it's out of my way. I don't think I should call that friend of mine because I don't think that person wants to hear from me. That's all false guidance. So it's very distinct differences, and the key is to kind of knowing the differences so that we can start to follow our true guiding system, our higher self's guidance. And when we do that, life turns out a lot easier. And the trick is deciphering between the two, right? It's such a tricky thing.
Yeah, how do you know the difference? And that's true what you said, that the angels, the great I am, however you see your higher power. And I always, and you and I've talked about this before, I think angels are just, they're like the loving arms of God. But for myself, when I've talked to clients, and you and I have done it together, one of the things that I know too is that when you get a message or you think it may be a message, you know, ask for confirmation. You know, you can ask for confirmation. I have a friend of mine that he says he always gets his confirmation through numbers, you know, because numbers carry a lot of meaning too as well. And you and I've talked about numerology on this on our show. Another client of mine, or a client of ours both, looks at the billboards, gets messages from billboards. You're right, you know, do this, or, you know, or something like that. So when you get a message and you're still not quite sure, you know, you can ask for confirmation or ask to receive it a different, you know, in a different way. You were talking about sitting quietly and meditating. One of the things that I've learned to do when I really, really want an answer, and I've learned this because there's so many times, you know, to center myself, to quiet my mind, I have to really struggle to do that, you know, or I have to really concentrate to do that, excuse me. But one of the things that I think really works, and I think we can all do this, and, you know, folks that are listening, is when you slow down and you start just closing your eyes and concentrate on your breath, breathing in and out, and just not thinking about the question, the answer, angels, or anything, just concentrate on your breath. Corrine, I have gotten the most clear answers with that, and it'll come out of the blue, you know what I mean? And it's a gentle answer, you know what I mean? It's not anything over the top. You know, sometimes the answer is over the top because you've been waiting for a while. But when I do that, just breathing in and out, I can sit there for a couple of minutes and get the answer, you know, too, as well. Especially when you're in a challenging situation, you know, I that's one of the best ways to do it. You know, so you can put yourself in a meditative state, but it's really key when you're just sitting there just to breathe in and out and concentrate on your breath. That has worked wonders.
And you were talking about it comes to you out of the blue, and that's another distinction between true guidance and false guidance, is that true guidance does come out of the blue. So, for example, you could be driving, driving your car, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a message that says, you know, call so and so or write a book. Right? It comes out of the blue. That's when you know it's true guidance. It's spirit or God or your higher self speaking to you, giving you inspired action to take that is going to lead towards your success. False guidance is when you're kind of going, okay, I'm thinking about, you know, it's a movie, which then leads you to think about a character in the movie that leads you to think about the last time that you saw this movie was with so-and-so, and then you're thinking about so-and-so, and then you think that you should call this person or whatever. That's false guidance. That's action coming that is instilled through something that is not from your higher self. The higher self's guidance always comes out of the blue. When you least expect it, all of a sudden you just get a message in your head. And that is a really easy way of deciphering whether or not something is true or false. It's like just a really pure confirmation. Like you just ask yourself, okay, did this thought come to me out of the blue, or was I thinking about whatever? And then kind of backtrack your thoughts and think about, okay, what was I just thinking about? And see how you kind of came to that conclusion. And if it came out of the blue, then you know for sure it is true guidance.
Oh, that's good. And I think that's important to remember, too, is when it comes to you, just as you said, out of the blue, and how to distinguish between the two. You and I were chatting just a little while ago, and I want to share this story, but a friend of mine, we were taking a metaphysical class together, and we're sitting there, and they were talking about true guidance and false guidance. So she raises her hand and says, you know, I'm going through my boyfriend's stuff to make sure that he's not cheating, going through his computer, looking through his wallet, and she goes, that probably is false guidance to do that, right, to make sure he's not cheating, and we burst laughing, yeah, you think, you know, and she said, how can I check that without, you know, going through his things? And our teacher at the time, she's amazing, she said, maybe instead of worrying about is he cheating, look at what's going on within you, you know, why do you think he's cheating, you know, and going and violating his faith and boundaries, okay. Right, you know, she goes, oh, she goes, that's no fun, but you know, so we were laughing about it, but there was a lot of truth in that. You know, she said, man, I've spent eons of time worrying about if he's cheating, you know what I mean? And I'm asking the angels and God, because she had a great gift, clairvoyant gift, but we all come in here to heal things, and hers was trust and worrying about, you know, her man was cheating on her, which, by the way, he wasn't. So that's a good ending to a story. But a lot of times when we feel like that, when we're going, you know, following our ego, which is easing God out, I think that's a great way of saying that, when we're following that fearful part of ourselves and it just doesn't feel right and we're operating out of fear, you know what I mean? And we talked about this on a previous call, like a fear of not, I'm going to jump off a diving board, but a fear of this just does not feel right. When you really look at that, you know what I mean? Instead of, I'm getting ready to jump off the high dive, can I do it? And you know you can. You know what I'm saying? That's a different kind of fear then. I'm going rifling through someone's things. I'm looking at their things, or I'm making phone calls, or I'm doing whatever you're doing that doesn't feel right. You really need to look at that, because that it's such a heavy, heavy feeling. You know what I mean? Right. Too, as well, to distinguish between the two. You know. And after that class, she never did it again. Ended up marrying the guy, and extremely happy to this day, which in itself is divine guidance.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
True guidance never hurts someone else too. And so that's why she can also tell herself, okay, if I'm receiving guidance that I need to look through his things and look through his wallet and all of that, that's hurtful. So I know that that's not true guidance then, because I know God would not tell me to invade someone's privacy.
That
would not be good. Right. So that was a good answer that the teacher gave her, is to kind of look within and see what she needed to address within herself, that would lead her on the right path, which she did. And that's an amazing story. That's beautiful. I love that. Happy ending. I like that.
Yeah, it is a happy ending. I have a question for you, and let me know what you think about this. We have a client, actually, you and I are going to talk to her tomorrow for a bit. She had a feeling that her husband was not quite being, you know, as honest as he should have been with her when he was traveling. So she talked to another friend of hers and went looking through his stuff and found out that her feeling was right, that he wasn't. And he had been on, you know, talking to someone, never actually physically being with the person, but talking to her and being very extremely flirtatious. But she went through his things to check that out. How do you feel about that? Is that false guidance or real guidance? She talked to a friend of mine and the friend said, yes, go through it. How do you feel about that, Corinne? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an interesting...
Well, yeah, no, it is. It's interesting. But it's exactly what you just said in your last story about what the teacher told her. It's not about the man cheating on you. It's about what you need to look at within yourself. So what she was guided to do was to seek the truth within herself. To have some, you know, because, okay, now she's found this out, but what is it within her that she needs to look at? Because we create all of our experiences, right? So
right.
If she feels that there's dishonesty in the relationship, there's a part of her that is being dishonest with herself, is not honoring that part within herself. So he's just mirroring that back. So it could be, I don't know what their situation is, but it could be that she needs to maybe readdress some things within herself and be true to herself as to what she really feels she deserves in a relationship, right? And readdress
right.
that. And he is just a tool to facilitate her in that realization.
That is really cool, because I told her that today. You know, I said, you need to look at yourself. You know what I mean? Because this person doesn't cause anything. We never cause anything to one another. It's just something that we're bought. This person is mirroring something that needs to be healed within you, or love that you love within yourself, because it works both ways. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
And it could be that, you know, maybe whatever his reason may be that he was looking to another person, people only do that because they try to fill something that they're lacking in their own life. So which then in turn means that there's something lacking in their relationship together, which then in turn means that there's something that is lacking within herself that she's not giving to herself. They both are not giving. And so what then that calls them to do is start to communicate better. What is it that they both need from this relationship that they're not getting? So the situation is not brought about so that she can now confront him and bring him down and cause more pain and call him out. It is, okay, what is it that's missing in this relationship? What is it that I desire to experience? What is it with compassion? You know, looking at him with compassion, what is it, where is he, what is he feeling? What is it that he feels that he needs that he's not getting? What can we do together now to rebuild this relationship and make it stronger? would be her next step.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, she said that we were chatting a little bit, and she said, I really want to be happy in this relationship. I can forgive, but I can't forget. And I remember thinking to myself, I go, there's a lot of things that this couple's learning right now, you know, about each other. And I also know, too, that it's about, like, her learning to accept and believe that she's truly worthy to have it all. You know what I mean? And we were talking about that last week, because I used this with her. I said, you know, you got to be compassionate, what you were saying, you know, when you're giving or receiving true guidance, when you can always be compassionate, speak from your highest truth, you're going to be so connected to your angels, God, whoever you believe in, that's of light and love, that you're going to get the guidance. And, you know, she's struggling with that a little bit, but aren't we all on some level, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? To stay connected and to believe that we're really, really worthy. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how she progresses, but beautiful soul. And when she knows that she's beautiful as he does, knows that she is, then it'll be a wonderful relationship. You know what I mean? Right. It already is. But right. The cheating was just a symptom, or not cheating, but the emotional. Thought I'd share that with you. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, you know. that's a great story. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, the key is, we're talking about true guidance systems. So what she could do after this is say to herself, okay, what is my higher self calling me to do here, right? And her first initial thought is probably go, okay, I'm going to call him out on this. I'm going to yell at him, and I'm going to say, how can you do this? How can you do that, right? That's false guidance, because false guidance leads you to hurt someone else, right? It's not compassionate. It is very conditional love. And so then, you know, it would help if she can just sit quietly and ask herself, okay, if I'm to follow my higher self, what's my higher self asking me to do now? Rather than lash out at somebody, because obviously the situation is coming about to bring some clarity into my life. So let me follow my true guidance system right now and ask what I am intended to do next. And that would be to, you know, address the things within herself. And so, that's just a good example of the difference between the true guidance system and the false guidance system. Although we've all been there before, and sometimes the false guidance is just so strong within us that we go, no, I must call him out, that jerk, that this and that, this and that. Oh my gosh. And that just, trust me, people, that just leads to more hardships. I've been there. And that's just, you know, if I had just taken the path of the true guidance system, you know, really what that does is it requires a lot of strength. But ultimately, it creates the easiest pathways in our life. It really, really does. When you can tell the difference, when you go the other way, it just leads to more and more challenges, because fear just creates more and more fear. So if she goes the other way on this one, you know, what happens so common is that she learns to not trust herself, and then she'll just keep looking for more and more things. She'll find herself, you know, a month from now, looking at his things again, looking through his things again, you know, if she doesn't address this. And what will happen was it'll just create more and more fear, because she's not following her true guidance system, which is, you know, come from compassion, look within yourself, see what it is that you need to heal in your relationship, grow stronger, not, you know, let's dig the hole deeper and see what more dirt we can dig up.
That's so. You know, and it's mm-hmm. true though, and I have to share this with you. As I said, she's amazing. She said, and I believe her. She goes, I've never done that before. That's just not who she is. And she goes, but I believe that she was led to do that so that they could bring this all with whatever. Let me say it like this: whatever's in the dark, when it comes in the light, you don't have to put it in the dark anymore. You know right. what I mean? And you get to really look at things. Right. So I think that this situation came because of that. And I also know that she really wants to have a great relationship. She told me that today. And she goes, and he wants the same thing with her, you know. So if you have two people that are doing that, and they're bringing all this stuff out into from the dark into the light, and I told her, I said, you know, there's certain things that you probably need to share with him too, you know, because I was getting that really strong when I was doing, you know, talking to her with the reading, you know, from her angels. And and, you know, she's open to that. She's open just for change. And that's that right there. It's huge when you're receiving you know, guidance system from your angels, from God, you know, from all that is, however you see that, when you can receive it, you know, be open to receiving, and even when the chips are down, you know what I mean, and you're like, wow, I found this out, but you don't let it eat at you. You say, okay, show me the real lesson here. Show me the deal. Show me what I'm supposed to learn. That, I think, is hard, too, as well. Right. But, you know, you right. go through these sometimes, and you get something really real out of it, like you were just saying. So mm-hmm. I think it's key.
Right. And in a situation like that, you can say, okay, you know, the next time, a month from now, if she all of a sudden feels like she needs to start looking at his things again, she can ask herself, how does this feel to me? You know, is this false guidance? And if it feels like it doesn't make her feel good to do it, it feels completely wrong, it feels very hurtful to herself and to her man, then that is definitely false guidance. And if she tells herself, okay, you know, I feel really worried right now and I'm afraid, and I feel like I want to look at his things, and it doesn't feel right to me to do that. Okay, so what is my true guidance system telling me? So it's a good checks and balances to use throughout, you know, any avenue of our lives, you know, not just in personal relationships, you know, for career changes, especially,
right.
You know, that's a tough one. It's, you know, a lot of times, you know, we always get inspiration, okay, to do a career change or to write a book or whatever. You know, all of our doubts and our fears are going, well, we're not good enough to do that. Who's going to publish our book if we write it, right? And such and such and such, and goes on forever like that. If you're hearing those thoughts, you writers out there, that's false guidance, because you receive the inspired thought. So trust that to write that book, and that is true guidance, and it feels strong. And if you're getting it repeatedly over and over again, that is a definite sign that it is true guidance. If you keep hearing in your head, write that book, or make a career change, go take that class, that's true guidance. Don't listen to the false guidance, which is telling you that you're not good enough, or that you're not going to go anywhere, or that you're not going to have enough money if you do this career change. Pay attention to the little whispers, like Oprah says, the whispers in your head, because true guidance is always, it comes at you repeatedly over and over again.
That is true, Corrine. And, you know, that a lot of times true guidance will come to you and it'll say, write the book or do the workshop or get into metaphysics or get into, you know, become a healer, a teacher, whatever, or become a nurse. And one of the things that I do know is when you get that message and you want to know if it's the real thing, because we doubt, you know, you and I have talked about, is this what this really means? You can always ask for it to come to you in different ways. I mean, you can. And you go, show me in a different way. Show me in a dream. Show me. And you'll get that in a song. We have a friend of ours, actually. She's a client. She listens to, she goes, I get messages from the angels. They'll give me a dream or they'll tell me something. And she says, one of the things that I know that it's real is I'll hear I can't remember. It's something like a Michael Bublé song. Or I'll see a feather, you know, or something like that. She'll ask for another sign, and she'll get three or four symbols, okay, or signs, and then she knows it's the right, you know, the right message that she's getting. Because a lot of times, real guidance or genuine guidance or divine guidance will come to you, not in this big booming angelic-like voice. I'm not saying that it can't come like that, but it'll be your own voice, okay, just with talking to you, you know, like you. You should do this, mm-hmm. or you want this, and it will be your own voice. Trust that, you know, because a lot of times if we heard an angel saying, you need to do this and this, and, you know, you see him and talk to him, we forget about the message because we'd be so, oh, there's an angel, you know, so they'll talk to you in your own voice, you know what I mean? And I've asked them since I was a child, I go, you know, I want you to talk to me when you want something really, something important to say to me, say it with the name Terry. And my name is Terry, and, you know, that's what I go by, but just call me Terry. So the other day I heard, I was out and about and I was getting really upset about something. Terry, you need to calm down. I'm like, okay. So it was like, that was driving. Okay, I'll just leave it at that, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. I've asked you really relieve, not to be crazy, because, you know, it annoys me. I'll just blow the horn. And what do you call one of those maniac drivers? Not maniac drivers, but
road rage.
Exactly. And I'm pretty easy going and laid back. So, Terry, you need to calm down. I was like, okay. I go, thank you for that gentle reminder. And I did. I laughed, you know, too, as well. So, just, you know, those are people that are listening to us. I mean, you can always tell the difference, but you just really have to stop and center yourself. And another thing I think, too, is to really become familiar with who you are. Okay, what you feel like, what your energy feels like. Because when you get that soft, gentle voice or that voice that sounds like you and it comes out of the blue, when you are familiar with what you feel like when you're happy, sad, angry, whatever, you know, are just familiar with your own energy, then it's always easier to distinguish divine guidance. I feel, you know what I mean? So that's something that I think we should say. Do you agree?
Right. No, I agree. I think we were talking to a client the other day and we were telling her exactly that, which is when you start to know your own energy, your own feelings, right, then you'll be able to, you know, because we all get lost in our thoughts so many times and we're all over the place because we've got all these worries and everything like that going on. And this client very much so can get like that too, just like we all can, just lost in our thoughts and we don't know which way to go. And we told her, you know, when you are familiar with your own energy, you know how you feel, you know what your thoughts are and that kind of vibration, you know what, you're familiar with that. When divine guidance comes to you, it'll hit you like a brick in the face. It'll come to you that clearly. You will know this is true guidance, totally separate from the ego, totally separate from fear, because it'll feel so different. It just feels different. And so we're having a practice this week, kind of the difference between the two, true guidance and fear guidance, and centering herself first within her own energy, absolutely key. So I'm excited to see what she's going to come up with next week when we speak to her next. But yeah, definitely the key to deciphering between the two is knowing your own energy first, absolutely centering yourself, and not getting lost in the chaos that we can create in our minds. True guidance really resides from the heart, and so connecting with that heart energy, which is our connection to all that is where true guidance comes from. And so it's a good practice. So we're having a practice this week, and we practice every day within ourselves. I think it's important.
Yeah,
isn't
we
it?
Do.
You and I practice together.
Yeah, it's you know, because when you really start working on yourself and like, you know, having that, trusting the divine guidance that comes to you in difficult situations. For me, it's driving. You know, there's other things. I know for you, you have your things as well. But when you ask for it and you trust it, and then you work on yourself when it's not easy to work on yourself, and when it is easy to work on yourself, when you're not challenged to do so, then the answers will come quicker. Your connection will come quicker. Sometimes I think, how do I say this? When you start tapping into divine guidance and you go, okay, I'm going to ask Spirit, Jesus, God, you know, Buddha, whoever you believe in, to really guide me and give me divine guidance, it feels like trying to learn to jump rope. You know, do you remember when we jump roped? It looked so easy. And then trying to do it, you know, jump rope, you know, it took a while to practice to learn where you could do all this stuff that you do with jump roping. And that's kind of how it is. It's like learning how to do something new. And it seems so unfamiliar. You know, riding a bike maybe is a better analogy. When you had to balance the bike and then you ride and then you fall and you pick up the bike and ride again. You know, it's not that your higher source or your higher power is turning away from you. It's just that you're learning to come from a different place, you know what I mean, than what you've came from before, like learning to write with your left hand when you're right-handed or vice versa. So that's something that I think is really, really important to say too as well. One thing that I'm getting pretty strong, and you and I have talked about this on several different occasions, is when you're talking to, let's say, psychics. You know, you and I are psychic, but we're more like coaches. And when we do readings, we give the vision and then the tools to get there, rather than just giving you this vision and meanwhile you're still at step one and that's step 10, what are the steps to get there. But one of the things that I think that is super, super important in trusting the divine guidance is when you're talking to a spiritual, mystic, pastor, psychic, whatever you use, or whatever system that you use to get your answers, metaphysical answers, so to speak, or metaphysical whatever. One of the things I think is super important is to remember that, you know, instead of saying, asking the psychic or asking the minister or asking whoever it is what to do, okay, instead of doing that, when you learn to get, trust your own guidance, when you learn to know your own energy, when you learn to trust the answers that are coming to you, then it becomes you calling someone like you and I, Corrine, and just verifying something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Rather than saying, is this right? I need to check myself with you, and that's okay. But what do I need to do? And not, you know, then it becomes something of a different relationship. And I think that's super, really, really important for people to know, to do. You know what I mean? We were talking about that earlier today. Instead of calling a psychic to give you answers, if you have the answers yourself and you want to verify, then it changes the whole relationship. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like an upside down pyramid where this one person has all the answers and you're just learning, you know, waiting to be spoon fed. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, it's like a right side pyramid where it's like a bigger, a stronger base. Mm-hmm. What is it that, you know, you go to someone, for instance, like a minister or psychic, or I'm not comparing the two, but people use different, you know, spiritual people, and you go to them, but if you go to them always to get the answer, instead of working on yourself to get the answers, it's like you go to get a fish. But if you learn to get the answers yourself, then you have a fishing pole and you can fish all day. Okay, I probably said that wrong, but you know, I think that's super important, and then that develops your relationship with all that is, and you get the answers quicker, and then you call us, and you're like, or call someone, you know, I know there's a lot of different people out there, spiritual people that are working, and then it becomes you guys working together rather than them, that those folks feeding you, meaning any of us, the answer. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about empowering yourself, using your own guidance system, because we are all the same here. Nobody is more godlike than another person. You know, we all have these gifts. We all have our own guidance system. And so I absolutely agree with you. Whoever it is that you are looking to get the answers are within you. And so, you know, and that's what we're helping one of our clients do is, instead of always coming to us, is this going to happen? Is he going to call me? Is he going to whatever, you know, we pressed upon herself. What does it feel like to you? What do you believe within your heart, using your own guidance system, what will happen? And then ask us for the confirmation, because we're showing you the vision. And now just, you know, sit quietly within yourself and ask yourself, okay, how does it feel like to you? What is your own guidance system telling you about what will happen? And then feel the difference. And that's exactly what we're having her do, is journal, because, you know, so many people out there, it's like, you know, when you get into the habit of calling psychics or calling your minister or whatever, you kind of disconnect yourself from all that is, from God and your angels or your higher self, because you're looking outside for answers rather than inside. And so, you know, and then that's when you kind of, your life goes into chaos. Because you're always asking for other people to tell you, and you're looking outside of yourself, that you totally become so disconnected. And how you know when that happens is when you look around your life and you go, okay, is everything falling into place? Okay, where is it not falling into place? And if it's not falling into place, then that means that I am totally disconnected. I need to go back within now and ask myself. Because the answers all lie within us. You know, everybody has these gifts. We were all born with these gifts to be able to, you know, receive messages from God and the angels, receive messages from our higher self, which is connected to God and the angels, which is God and the angels, essentially. So, you know, and part of connecting with that is understanding the difference between your true guidance and your false guidance. And the false guidance is the one that will project you from or instill within you so much fear that you no longer trust your own intuition, your own heart, and you have to look to others to tell you, to keep you back on track.
It's to validate you. And I disagree with that, you know, and I think that when, if we all would get on the same page, you know, all, meaning any of those that, you know, of us that do readings, whatever, you know, you work with people and you're helping them with the answers, but it's really about you helping them find the answers within themselves, you know, using the law of attraction, using the angels, or, you know, I say using, you know what I'm saying, because the angels and the law of attraction and God, they're always there, that makes a huge difference. And then, you know, if I were to tell someone right now how to tap in, that would be one of the first things, is like learn yourself. What you feel like, what you're like, when you know your own energy, then you can tap into your own energy, then you know when something doesn't feel right. That is the first thing. And because the angels, they'll talk to us through our emotions, but we got to know ourselves first. You know what I mean? And that's so, so key. The other thing too is really, really, the law of attraction, what you think about, you create. You know what I mean? So if you're thinking, I want to, you know, not these, I want to be beautiful. Life is beautiful. That's great. But sometimes it's like, I need answers. Show me the way. Show me the answers. And you're talking to your angels, or you're talking to your higher power, or you're meditating, or you're sitting and you're centering yourself, thinking, or breathing, doing the breathing exercise we spoke about. You'll get the answers. You know what I mean? And they'll come to you really, really, start coming to you really, really quick. And then you're like, hey, maybe I can do readings now. You know, so it's a good thing. But yeah, that's some of the things that you know, I've discovered as I've been working in the metaphysical, you know, world, is that, you know, the answers are always there. And yeah, you and I do this. We call each other and we'll say, okay, this is what this means, or I feel this, or this, you know, and we'll look, what's the deeper meaning? You know what I mean? But it's not tell me what this means, or give me the answers. And sometimes I think we do that. What does that mean to you, Tari, or what does that mean to you, Kareem? But we're always like searching, you know what I mean? And I think that's important to do.
Right,
you know?
Right. Absolutely. And it's like allowing yourself the ability to have a broader perception of things. So instead of sticking with, okay, this is what I would like to have happen, but this is what I'm doubting will happen, kind of just be open to anything and don't be stuck on just one thing, one answer, you know, kind of just say, okay, whatever the answer may be, you know, please show it to me. And, you know, or whatever it is that I'm missing here with this message, whatever it is that I need to heal, whatever it is that I need to learn, just show me, rather than just the yes or the no or whatever. Because we sometimes may be afraid of hearing the yes or the no.
That's so, right.
You know, so it's better than just to ask, you know, if you find yourself afraid of hearing whether it's going to be a yes or no answer, just say, okay, whatever the answer is, just show me what I need to learn. Show me what I need to heal. Help me to look deeper behind this so that I can find the truth and my higher self's truth.
That is true, too. As I agree with you 100% on that. Because last week, I think we talked about finding your deepest truth. And one of the things that will help, I think, any of us connect, you know, and come from a place of truth, also receiving divine guidance, not false guidance, you know, is really coming from a place of observation rather than judgment. Kareen, that is something that I have learned, you know, and that's hard to do. We had a client the other day. I was talking to her before, you know, you and I got on the phone with her. And she said, well, you know, you just need to know this about this person. This person sleeps with more than one person. I'm like, okay, big deal. You know, that's her choice. You know what I mean? And so I go, you know, she's judging this woman for sleeping with more than one person. And then I looked at myself and I go, wait a minute, Tari, you are judging her for saying this about this woman. Stop me in my tracks. You know what I mean? Because I was judging her, you know, for judging someone else, and yet I was doing the same thing. And so when you learn to come from a place of observation, I think that's so key.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, it's like we talked about the movie theater, like you put yourself in a movie theater, and you're watching the movie, that's observing it, or you can exchange, put yourself in the place of one of the characters, and that's experiencing it. And to get, to stay connected to all that is, because God doesn't judge us, I don't think, or the angels don't, I don't think they judge us, it's super important to be in a place of observation. You know what I mean?
That's exactly it right there. That is not being emotional about the answer that you're going to receive. That is just, you know, look, exactly what I was just saying before. That's perfect, you know, perfect description. You verbalized it so well. It is just observing and allowing yourself to be open and not emotional about whatever the answer is that's going to come to you. You remain neutral. When you remain neutral and then an answer comes, it'll be so much clearer. You won't even have to distinguish whether or not, okay, how does this feel? How does this, whatever. It'll just come as an inspired thought very clearly. That's so true.
Yeah, and that's something that I catch myself. I go, one of my lessons is to show me how to observe everything rather than judge it. And boy, you know, you catch yourself because you're thinking, this person, if they would just do this, this, and this, life would be great, right? And I'm sitting there going, Tree, maybe if you just back off and let them do what they're going to do and just, you know, be there, you know, when they're done doing it, it's going to be better. You know what I mean? And, my daughter has taught me a lot about that because, oh, man, I just like, leave me alone or, you know, do this and you're going to get there faster. I realize that she's got her own journey. You know what I mean? And I know you've got your sisters and I know you're working things out, you know, within yourself with all the stuff that you deal with. And it's hard to let them go on their own, right? You know, because you just want to say, quit doing this and your life will be better. Do this mm-hmm. and we're going to have a better family situation. How do you handle that? I mean, you know, because I know some people are listening and, you know, they got their own family situations or they have their own kids and, you know, and it's hard because you know that you can see things so clearly. I always see other people's lives better and their answers better than my own sometimes. How about you? You
know? I know. That is a constant challenge. I have to remind myself of that every day is go just observe. And then because you have to remind yourself that to honor the other person's journey, that there's something that their soul has asked to experience through the experience and the journey that they're on. And right. You know, so it's kind of like you know, I have a daily reminder whenever I'm talking to my sisters, I always go, okay, this is their path. This is their path. Like I'll repeat it in my head. This is their path. And you just give your advice in a gentle way. And, you know, and that's all that you can do. Although there are times though, where I will receive messages very, very strong, very, very strong. And I also have to honor that. If I'm getting a message about a certain person, I have to honor that part of me because it's coming. And then that is another distinction between true guidance is that it comes very strong and powerful. It is difficult to ignore, okay? False guidance is very sneaky, very, you know, just a different kind of vibration. But when it comes through very strong and powerful and difficult, you know, and God uses, you know, whoever it may be to kind of speak through. Like, for example, if you're talking to a friend and you receive a message or inspired thought very, very strong to tell her a certain thing or give her a certain advice, and it's just coming to you and you cannot ignore it, then speak it with compassion. You know, because there are many times where even when we're speaking with our clients, we know the journey that they're on. And, you know, but sometimes we'll get those messages really, really strong that we cannot ignore and that we just say, okay, we have to just say this, you know, we have to say this. And, but then we have to say it and you let it go. And, you know, but, you know, and then on the receiving end, if you're the one that is receiving the advice, then you ask yourself, how does this feel to you? Because not any person that's giving you advice or a psychic or whatever, you are your own master of your life, you know? So right. Don't just take anything that anybody's saying to you as like, you know, the word of the Bible or whatever. Ask yourself, how does that feel to you? Is the advice that they're giving to you empowering you? Does it feel good? Does it feel familiar? Does it feel like it's in sync with who you are and where you're trying to go and who you are trying to be? Does it lift you up? Is it trying to lift you higher to a higher place? And if so, then it is true guidance. If their advice, though, is making you feel like this is not who you are, this is making me into less of a person, this is going to create more fear around me, this is totally out of sync with what I believe, then it is false guidance. Okay?
That is true, mm-hmm. And I'm going to agree with you 100% on that, because those situations, you really, really, really got to work on yourself. Because when you go to a person or you go to a class, for instance, or you go to a, you know, like we were talking a few minutes ago, and it becomes an empowering situation, like you were saying, and you know that, and it feels right, although the messages may make you think or look at yourself, as long as that's what they're doing, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Scary, you know, a lot of times. You may be, you know, receiving advice, and you know, this is the tricky part of deciphering between whether it's true guidance or false guidance. It's like somebody is telling you, this is, you know, speak your truth and perhaps you should do this to get you to where you want to go. And you're going, okay, this is empowering. A part of me feels like, yes, this is the right thing to do. This feels good. Like it's going to cause me to stretch and grow in a positive way. But then the other part of them is going, this is super scary. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, because I'm so used to doing something this way. And I just don't know if it's going to turn out right for me, because it's not what I'm used to, right?
Right.
So then you're stuck in between. A lot of times we're always stuck in between that. Like, okay, I know I probably should do this one thing. It's totally unfamiliar to me because I've never done this before, coming from this place of strength and truth. I don't know what the difference is now. What is true guidance and what is false guidance? The one that's causing me to do something that's really scary, or the one that's telling me that I shouldn't do it because it is scary. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's like the strange conflict that we have that's going on. Always take the choice that will empower you, your higher self. Ask yourself, just be truthful. Which action will empower me, will lift me up? You know, ultimately, the end result will be, what is the end result here by this action? Is it going to empower me? Is it going to lift me up? Is it going to make me stretch and grow in a way that I never have before? That is always going to be true guidance.
That is true, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. I said something about diving off the diving board. If it's crystal blue water and it's 12 feet and you're diving off the high dive and you feel fear, that's okay. You know what I mean? That's cool, because mm-hmm. that that's your higher guidance. For instance, if you're at a jumping off a cliff and it's murky water, you can't see and you don't know if it's 2 inches deep or 6 feet deep, that's usually the false guidance. You know what I mean? Because true guidance will say, hey, you can do it. It might be scary, but you know that you're going to be okay when you jump in. It's just the fear, that moment of jumping in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, that is a great analogy. It really is, because, you know, people are probably wondering, okay, well, there's fear around true guidance too, because, you know, we've got the ego that doubts, you know, whether or not I should do it or not, right? Then there's also fear with the false guidance. So how do you distinguish between the two? Which is the good fear and which is the bad fear, right? The good fear is exactly how it feels like if you were to imagine yourself jumping off the high dive, you know, 30 feet above into crystal clear water. You know it's going to be okay, but there's that kind of excited fear, nervous fear, but you know you're going to be okay. The other fear is the one that you're going to be diving into the murky water, the pool full of sludge. That fear feels totally different. It feels really inhibited. It feels very constricted. It feels stuck in a muck. That's exactly what it is, because that's exactly what false guidance is going to do. It's going to keep you stuck in that muck. You are going to be stuck. So that's such a great analogy. That is something that it's so good. That's so good. It just reminded me, I'm going to use that.
I know. I was sitting there going, because I mentioned in the beginning of the call, I was like, wait, I forgot that part. So here, mm-hmm. So the angels, they're always helping us with the calls and everything. You know, Corrine, if when we do the readings, and I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show that, you know, probably are extremely psychic. It is so important if you're doing spiritual work, and I feel this, and you and I both do, that you really empower people, teach them about the law of attraction, give them the vision, and teach them how to get there. You know, your business will grow. I mean, our business is just really growing by doing those few simple things right there, and teaching folks how to tap into their angels, how to tap into God. I did a reading for someone the other day. You and I were doing, we're working with her, actually this next weekend. But she goes, who am I to do this work? And I go, wow, you know, and I go, just remember who your creator is, you know what I mean? And she's like, wow, that's pretty powerful. I go, yeah, it is. But you know, when you're out there and you're saying, who am I to talk to God? God knows who we all are, you know what I mean? And is there for all of us, and your angels are as well. And the only thing that you have to do is really just say, hey, I'm open to receiving guidance and information from you. And they'll give that to you. They really, really will. And it might not come in your time, but I promise you it will come in divine and perfect timing. And sometimes that's hard because we get caught up in the ego with divine and perfect timing. You know, I always think my time sometimes is better than God's time or the angel's time, don't you?
Yeah, right.
So you know, you're like, when is this going to happen? You know, they're not answering me. They just forgot. I promise you, they don't ever forget. But you'll get your answer when the time is right. You know, I think about divine guidance now. I wanted to marry a guy years ago. It was really one of the first relationships I'd have been in. I was in school. And I thank God now. I said, thank you for stepping in and putting divine stuff in there so I wouldn't have to marry him. I'd be totally miserable now, you know. So when you wait for that, for God to come and to answer your prayers or the angels or whoever you believe in, Buddha, doesn't really matter. Then you're going to really, really have a life of prosperity. Not only that, you know, can you imagine, how can you not be prosperous when you've got that kind of guidance system? That's first and foremost, I think, don't
right,
you?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, what you said is so key. You know, the messages will always come to us. Whenever you ask a question, the answers, you will always be given the answer. And a lot of times, I can't remember, I think it was in one of Doreen Virtue's books, I can't remember, but she was having a conversation with God, basically saying, okay, so you're saying that whenever I ask a question, I always get an answer, and, you know, and the answer that was given was yes, but it is our fear that prevents us from hearing the answer a lot of the times, and she likened it to kind of as though, you know, the messages that we receive are like a CD that God gives us to play, okay? So you've asked a question, he gives you a CD with the answer. And when we bring our fear into the picture, it's like the CD skips. It skips. And so you kind of miss part of the song, right? The answer's still
right
there, but we miss part of the song. We never lose sight of what the answer is. We just kind of miss it and have to go back and replay it over and over again, you know, but it's still always going to be given to us. And so the less, you know, the more fear we add to the picture, the more dust we are adding to the CD that has been given to us. So we've got to remove that fear, and then the CD will play beautifully in its entirety, and you'll be connected to your true guidance system, which will lead you to success. Fear is what always makes more challenges for us. So we got to get that dust off that CD.
That's it. I like that. Yeah, I always think it like a rock concert, you know, trying to listen to divine guidance when you're full of fear and you're thinking things aren't working out the way you'd like them to. It's like trying to hear the angels with their beautiful harps, okay, or whatever, in a rock concert. Can you imagine? AC/DC,
right.
Rock concert, trying to hear the harps play, giving you the
right
answers.
You know, a lot of times we've got that rock concert playing in our head, right? You know, I mean, you remember how it feels like when you have got all these fearful thoughts, right? It feels
right.
Like you are in a rock concert, like a rock concert's in your head, and you're just like, shut up! Like, what is happening? You know, because it's all this like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all that stuff going on. The chaos is the rock concert in your head that you've got to just quiet down so that you can connect to your true guidance system, your higher self. Your higher self is always like, you know, the harp concert. It'll be like a harpist playing beautiful music very quietly, very gently. That's the concert we need to play. Not the rock concert.
I always make a joke about that. AC/DC trying to hear harps and that does not
hurt.
Anyway, I think we're just about the end of our show. We got about another minute or a little less, actually. So we're teaching classes about building your intuitions, connecting to your angels, also using tools, angel cards, to really help you establish that connection with them. And that's going to be in February. So if you want to join our classes, and we've got a manifesting call on Tuesday night, at 9:30 East Coast time, and it's at no charge. It's free. I love free, especially when it's fun and free. So if you go to angelcoaches.com, send Karine and I an email, then we do readings with people as well. We've extended our yearly readings for another week. So just go to angelcoaches.com, send us an email, and we'll send you all the information about our classes, our manifesting call, and our reading. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.